Been a good day so far in God's house. Like Brother Steve said, that Brother Kyle was away with his mother on Mother's Day. You know, a few years ago, Brother Kyle, we were in his office, I believe, and this is kind of how it went. He said, you know, guys, you know, Mother's Day's coming up. And this was a few years ago. He said, I'd really like to go see my mother on Mother's Day, if that's okay. He said, I know it's on a Sunday, and I'll be away from the pulpit. And we were just like, yeah, you know, you go do that. You need to go see your mother. And so, you know, the next year came around, kind of the same speech. I would really like to go see my mom, you know, if that's okay with y'all. And obviously we said, sure, you know, that's okay. So about the third time, I just started, I said, hey, brother, when Mother's Day rolls around, you go see your mom. You know, that's a given to me. You know, if you go to a church and the leadership does not let the pastor go see his mother on Mother's Day, go find a new church. You know, I don't say that in an ugly way. Just, man, I mean, he needs to be with his mom, you know. So, but he is away. He's already texted me this morning, like he always has. So, brother, happy Mother's Day. Tell Miss Amy and your mother and Emily that we said happy Mother's Day. And like I said in my text, I pray that you are enjoying your time away with your family. So it is Mother's Day, and I'm gonna touch on that here in just a few minutes. I do have a short message. I know everybody's got things going on today, so I'll try to keep it as brief as I can. If I don't, blame God, and you can take it up with Him. His number is 1-800. Get on your knees and pray. So if you want to take it up with Him. But we have, like Angela said, we've had a busy week. We've had a good week, a busy week. Colin graduated from college yesterday, GSU grad. And went to the ceremony yesterday and at whatever it's called across the river there, the Trade Center, I believe it's called. And just a really good, nice service. And, you know, kind of brought back a lot of memories for me. I graduated from Georgia Southern University as well, back in 1992. You probably say, wow, they had a college back then, but it has been a few years. But it was kind of funny that we had a plan that our plan was we were going to kind of sit on to the far left of the auditorium, and Colin was going to walk across the stage and get his diploma, and he was going to keep walking. And they told him they had after they got the diploma, had to return to their seats. Well, we already had a plan that he was going to get his diploma. He was going to just keep walking, and we were going to follow him. And so sure enough, gets to that time, and Colin's, his college, the education college, were called up. And Colin walks across the stage and gets his diploma, and he has to stop in front of the podium, and the president and someone else was standing here. They get a picture. Then they were told him to go off the stage, and they had a backdrop to where they could take their mask off and have another picture with their diploma. And then they were advised to, they kept saying, recess back to your seats. And so that was kind of the plan for everybody, but that wasn't our plan, like I said. So Colin does that, gets his picture, he's smiling. He actually, I don't know if some of you may have watched it, he actually danced off the stage. I think he was the only one who danced off the stage, so proud dad moment. He goes and gets his picture taken, and so he's hugging some of his fellow students there, and you know, they're finishing up their college career together. So he's hugging them, and they were going back to their seats, and Colin's like, I'm out of here. And they were like, hey, you can't do that. And Colin said, oh, yes, we can. So he starts and he makes his left turn. And so we're sitting there kind of like where Stan is, sort of like toward the thing, not that close. But all six of us, we get up in a line and we go catch up with Colin and we exit out with Colin. I don't know if you've ever had thousands and thousands of people you watching you exit an auditorium when you're not supposed to. But I know how it feels yesterday. So you can talk to me after the service, and it's not a good feeling. You know, my sarcastic side wanted to say something, but the Holy Spirit wouldn't let me. I wanted to say, hey, I just came to see my son graduate, not your child. But I didn't. I didn't. Miss Kim, my sarcasm was kept in check. But yeah, we've had a real busy weekend, a great weekend, and that was kind of our Saturday yesterday. But Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. You know, Mother's Day is something that's celebrated every year. Every year it comes around, we celebrate it. And we should. You know, it is a special day for a lot of reasons. You know, I'm also aware that this day is a roller coaster of emotions. You know, I thought about kind of lightening the mood a little bit. You know, anybody in here ever played the roller coaster game where you kind of get in, you know, a group and you have a roller coaster leader and they act like you're looking like, but you've never done that. It's really fun. Maybe I should do it after the service and you'll see. But, you know, you play this game called the roller coaster. But I know there's a roller coaster of emotions, even in this room today, in these four walls. Can't get around it. You know, you have someone like me who is celebrating Mother's Day in person with my mom. You know, she is here with me. That's a blessing. You know, as a matter of fact, this hit me yesterday as I was writing. As a matter of fact, me and my mom, we have worshiped together for 53 years. In the same church, we worshiped together. Early on in those years, I got a lot of spankings at church. My mom was famous for taking me out to the porch, you know, but 53 years. You know, you have people here as well that may not see their mom today, even if she is still living. You know, it may be because their mom lives far away. It may be because their mom's health may be going down or other situations. It just doesn't give you the opportunity to be there with your mom. And I'm very aware that many of you will not celebrate today with your mom because she is no longer here. So there's a lot of the emotions. You know, sorry. But there's a lot of emotions up and down. You know, so were like our week, man. We were just kind of up and down, up and down. But I'm aware that today there's a lot of different roller coaster emotions. So as I struggled on what to talk about today, about Mother's Day, you know, I say, well, God, what do you want me to preach on? What do you want me to say? I already know the people, their minds are everywhere, right? I mean, it's just everywhere. And that's understandable. You know, their emotions are here and there, and this day brings so many different things into our minds, you know. You know, so I kept saying, God, what do you want me to preach about or to talk about? You know, I'm more of a teacher. You know, and Dan asked me last night, he said, hey, how long you had your sermon ready? I said, my sermon ready? I said, I finished it. Well, I started at about 10:30 last night and got through about midnight. But I kept praying, Lord, what do you want me to talk about? You know, and I know that everyone here, like I said, has something to do today. But if we can all just kind of just stop for a second, dive into God's Word, I know He'll speak to us today. You know, as I looked at Mother's Day, even unbelievers celebrate Mother's Day in some form or fashion. Even unbelievers, they're out celebrating Mother's Day, and they should. So I thought, why don't we look at what God expects out of mothers? And it may be like I'm talking to more so to the mothers today, and I probably am in a sense. But every time we look into God's Word, man, it benefits all of us, right? Amen? So I said, why don't we just kind of look? I'm going to look at three quick things that I think God expects out of mothers, and that's to be a godly mother. Boy, if there's ever a time in the history of our country, and I'm 53 years old, so I can kind of start talking about history. You know, I've kind of been around the block a little bit. If there's ever a time in the history of our church, man, we need godly mothers. Man, we need godly mothers. So let's dive into three quick things I think God expects out of mothers to make them not just mothers, but that make them godly mothers. The number one thing is prayer or praise. A godly mother should pray. You know, sometimes we kind of look at that, and it's a very short sentence. It's a short statement. Pray. But to think about the impact you can have on your child if you simply just pray for them. Being a godly mother who prays. You know, prayer is the way we communicate with God. Kind of let that sink in just for a second. Prayer is the way we communicate with God. It's simply talking to Him. When I'm talking about prayer, I'm not talking about, you know, memorized phrases or saying things like, hey, I'm going to pray for you, and then what do? We never pray for that person, you know, just being honest. I'm going to pray for you, and I was like, oh, I forgot to pray for that person. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we need godly mothers who will just simply talk to God. Talk to God. Pray to Him about everything. You know, 1 Thessalonians says in chapter 5, verse 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Talking about God's will, somebody says, I don't know what God's will is. Right here is a hint of it. It says, pray without ceasing. And I know many of you mothers in here, I know a lot of you very, very well. I know that y'all are praying mothers. And I'm not here saying this is what you need to do. But I know y'all are praying mothers. Let me say something. Kids, look at me. Youth, if you got a praying mother, you better be so thankful. Be thankful for that, that you have someone who cares enough to pray for you on a daily basis. But 1 Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. You know, a godly mother prays for her children about everything in life. And that could be kind of challenging to me, to mothers. Do you pray about everything for your child's life? Everything that comes up? But a godly mother prays about everything in their child's life. And I don't care how old or young your children are. And Angela mentioned this earlier. You should pray for them. I'm here to encourage you that prayer works. I'm 53. I don't know everything. But at 23, I didn't know this like I do today. Anybody can testify? Like, man, at 53, I understand prayer works. It is no joke. Pray for your kids. Pray for them every day. I pray for mine every single day. And I'm saying that from the pulpit. And I'm not up here trying to be braggadocious or pat myself on the back. Hopefully I'm being encouraged. I pray for my kids every day. I simply say this. I used to get boggled down and like, how do I pray? How do I pray? And man, God just freed me. And He says, man, just talk to me. Just talk to me about what's on your heart. And so I just said, hey, God, bless my kids today and all of their tomorrows. That's pretty good, right? That kind of covers a multitude of things. I say, God, and I call them out by name. I don't even know if they know this. I call Bailey out. I've got two more kids now that are under my wing, and I call Caleb out, and I call Colin out, and I call Reagan out by name every day. Say, Lord, bless them today and bless all their tomorrows. Pray for them. Like I said, I do this every single day. So mothers, please listen. If you want to be a godly mother, I'm not talking about just a mother. Because in our day and time, guess what? Anybody can be a mother. Anybody can be a mother. And we see it every day. Every day. If you want to be a godly mother, pray for your kids. Their heart, their life may be at stake. Pray for your kids. Let them know that you pray for them. It may get on their nerves as you tell them every day, hey, I pray for you today. Let them know. Pray for your kids. So one thing that mothers who want to be a godly mother that probably can help them in that is that they need a prayer life. Pray for their kids. Number two, another thing that a mother can do as a godly mother is to read God's word. I don't know why God took me to these three things, but He did. But read God's word. You know, God's word is, it's almost even hard to say, but God's word is, you know what? It's God's word. You know what I mean? It's God's word. So a godly mother should be someone who is willing to read God's word, to know it, to understand God's word. You know, God's word is the window to God's heart. You ever think about that? God's word is the window to God's heart. And I don't know about you and your walk, but I want to know God's heart about everything. I want to know his heart about everything, you know? Like, what should I do here? What should I do this situation? That I want to know his heart. And God's word is the window to his heart. So women, mothers, you should be someone who is willing to read God's word. Hebrews 4:12 says this, For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Check that out. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I don't know about you, but every time I read God's word, and I'll use this as an example. It's not my notes, but there's no secret. James is probably one of my favorite books of the Bible. If you go to James in my Bible, it looks like somebody shot it with a machine gun. I mean, it's just like I got notes everywhere. But you know, every time I read James, I get something different out of it. Because why? Because in Hebrews it says God's word is living and it's powerful. His message is always there. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17 says this, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness. James chapter 1, verse 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. And Psalms 119:9 says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? Let me read that one for our younger generation, us as well, our country, our nation. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. And how do they understand our words? How do our children understand God's word? Is moms and dads reading God's word and teaching that to them. You know? So another way that a mother can be a godly mother is to read God's word and then pass that knowledge on to her children. You know, there's no secret. I've been in youth ministry for a long time and do so very humbly. I'll continue to do that until God says it's time to quit. But man, we can go to different places and camps and all that, and I'm telling you, I can pick out the kids who have godly parents. And I'm not trying to be judgmental in any way. It's just a thing a youth minister does or a youth director does, you know. And I can pick out kids who's got godly parents. And I can also pick out kids that may not live under the direction of God's word. And nothing wrong with that. It's just a situation that they're in. But man, you can tell a difference when you understand, you read God's word, and then you put God's word into your children. Into your children. It makes a huge difference. So one way a mother can be a godly mother is to pray. Pray for her kids. Another way a mother can be a godly mother is to read God's word and understand it and then take that knowledge and pass it on to their kids. You know? I'm telling you, kids are going to get direction in life somewhere. They're going to get it somewhere. They're going to be preached to by somebody. It may be a rapper. It may be a teacher. It may be the kid down the street. Think of it that way. Your kids are going to be preached to by somebody. And that those messages may not be what your kid needs. Man, at home, you got to be preaching God's word to your kids. Because I'm telling you, with technology today, and I hope you understand, with technology today, they are being preached to like never before. Messages that they should not be hearing and listening to and soaking in, you know. We had a conversation, I'll have this in a minute, we had a conversation with our youth, and we're very upfront with our youth. I mean, we just lay things out. Right, Miss Deborah? We don't hold back. We call right and wrong what? Wrong. We don't. And we were talking about music, I think, one night. And they said, oh, I like that song. It's got a good beat. And it's got a few cuss words in it, though. And I said, oh, it's got just a few cuss words in it, right? Oh, okay. That's good. That's all right. That's good. Yeah, I like it. It's only got a few cuss words in it, Mr. Bill. You know, you should give it a try, you know. I said, how about this? Think of it this way. What if I baked a pan full of brownies and I cut those things up and there was like 60 brownie squares right here and I was going to give them to you. Give them to every one of you. You know how youth are when they come to eating, right? Some of you have had them to the house. Boy, they dive into it. But right before they dive into it, I say, one of those brownies has some dog poop in it. One of those brownies may have some dog. Can I say poop on the air? I think I just did. But one of those brownies may have a little dog poop in it. I can't tell you which one. You think they're going to dive into that brownie pan? They're not going to take the chance, no. So that's a little bit like music today or things that you are ingesting. That song may have one cuss word in it, but it may be like that same brownie that's only got a little bit of something in it that it shouldn't have, right? So be very careful. So kids today, they need God's word. That's my point. I don't even know why we're in that way. But kids need God's word. And mothers, since it's Mother's Day, I know I feel like I'm sort of directing it to you. Be a godly mother that reads God's word, understand it, and then pass it along. Because trust me, they're going to be preached a message one way or the other. And the third and final way a mother can simply be a godly mother is to love unconditionally. Pray, read God's word, and teach it to their kids, and then love unconditionally. Man, I see examples of this all the time. All the time. Especially moms. Dads, not so much. I'm one. I mean, I can say that. But I can see mothers loving unconditionally. You know, her love is not conditionally based on the behavior of her children, but is given without reservation. By her example, she demonstrates to her children how they too can love at all times. Love unconditionally. 1 John 4:16 says, "And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them." 1 Peter 4:8 says, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love," get this, moms, I'm fixing to get some amens, "love covers a multitude of sins." Amen? Love covers a multitude of sins. Colossians 3:14 says, "And overall, the virtues put on love." And 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, "And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." You know, it's said that it is very, very true. I mentioned it just a little bit a while ago. Moms will turn their lives upside down for their children. They will turn their lives upside down for children. They will turn their schedules upside down for their kids. And it's all because of this unconditional love. So how to be a godly mother? Pray, get into God's word, and just love unconditionally. That's not the only three, but that's sort of a good starting point. You know, so moms, do you want to be just a mom today? Do you want to be just a mom? I don't think so. Or do you want to be known as a godly mother? And three things, like I said, will get you moving in the right direction. It said, your life is a life filled with prayer. Your life is a life consumed with reading and knowing God's word. And your life is a life of love. And I know that many of us could testify if I would say, how many of you had a mother that prayed, read God's word, and loved you unconditionally? I know I'd have many, many in here testify for that fact. And praise God for that, right? Praise God for that. You had a mother. You know, you may be a new mom and saying, man, I'm trying to figure this thing out. Well, here you go. Pray for your child. read and know God's word and love that child unconditionally. You know, you may be someone who is raising, a children that really is not, you're not their birth mother, you know. Maybe adopted, I don't know. You may be living with someone, and that person too should live their life full of prayer, reading God's word, and unconditional love. So today I just want to look at three quick things. I didn't want to keep you long. I don't even know what time it is. Didn't want to keep you long, but I did want to challenge all moms in a sense to start with these three things. I'm telling you, it will make a huge difference. It'll make a huge difference in your child's life. You know, at youth ministry, we rarely see the fruits of our labor. And that's okay with us. We don't see our kids a lot in 10 years down the road and kind of what they're doing. Some may be living for the Lord. Some may be in places where they shouldn't be. We never know that. You know, we only have them for a brief time. But I'm telling you, if you put these things into practice, and we try to do this with our kids, we try to do this as youth leaders here. We try to do these things for our kids, put these things into practice. I want to challenge you moms today to put these things into practice. You know, Mother's Day is a very special day. It's a very special day. You know, a lot of qualities that mothers have. I understand that. But boy, think about what our world would be if we had godly mothers who have put these things into practice. Because I'm almost ashamed to say this, in a sense, because I'm a man. But I'm telling you, there's more households today that the moms are the godly influence in the home. And that's fine with me. Dads need to kind of step up to the plate, in a sense. But I'm telling you, if it wasn't for godly moms and households, man, I don't know where our kids would be in our day and time. So I want to challenge you moms on this Mother's Day. Be a mother who prays, reads God's word, and just simply loves unconditionally. Would you all stand with me? We'll close. As always, as we close, if you would just bow your heads, close your eyes. We want to make this a private moment, if we can. But if you feel led to come to the altar this morning and pray, please do so. You may have your mother here. You may want to just pray with your mother. You may have a mother figure here. You just may want to bring them down to the altar and just pray for them on this very special, special day. You may have a mother that meets all three qualities 100 times over. And you just may want to come thank for God for a mother like that. So as Jeff plays, the altar is open as always. If you feel led, please come.